We waste about 1.3 billion tonnes of food around the world every single year. But now, a company in Cambridge called Entomics has found some hungry individuals who are not bothered by sell-by dates to feed it all to. These diners, though, are maggots, or more accurately, fly larvae, which will eat, thankfully, just about anything. And when they're well fed, they grow very quickly and they turn into a rich source of fat and protein, which makes them ideal fish food for farmed salmon in Scotland. So far, so good. But now, the Entomics team think that their maggot-based meal could find favour with a host of other animals too, helping to recycle wasted food safely. Marika Rotman went to the Entomics laboratory to speak with their chief scientist and co-founder, Miha Pipan.
We're currently in our biological R&D lab, the Department of Veterinary Medicine in Cambridge. And this is where the magic happens. So food waste, things that come off farms, packaging and sorting plants, it's blended and the insects eat the food waste. They will fatten up. So we're starting with the insects being a sub-milligram range, really tiny things that you can barely see. And they can go up to about 300, 350 milligrams even. And that is, you know, almost like a thousandfold increase in weight. So the insects are then taken aside and processed to create a meal that can be then blended into a final feed for any particular animal.
And can I see a sample of this meal that you've developed?
Sure. I can show you a few that we have here. Actually, they smell really good, surprisingly.
No.
No, I mean, this is the thing. This one doesn't smell bad. I mean, it's not going to smell.
It smells like dog food.
Dog food, chocolate, you know. But it's not probably as bad as you'd expect it to be, given that it's maggots feeding on food waste, not the most glamorous of words.
And so it looks like dirt, honestly. It doesn't look like much.
No, exactly. So this is some of the processed samples. Now, potentially, I'm also going a bit crazy working with this over the past 3 years, you know. I would say there's a hint of coffee in this.
Okay, so since you're the connoisseur, I see that there's a lot of variety in these different samples. Are you specializing them? What's the next step in this process?
Yeah, so this is really what our process is all about. It's taking, you know, the samey sort of substrate, the maggots, particularly what we're working with at the moment is the black soldier fly larvae. And then from them, deriving essentially a variety of tailored meals for a particular animal species. And one could even say going to the level of tailoring these formulations to particular stages of those species. So juveniles or adults or like senior animals, you know, they obviously have slightly different nutritional requirements. But ultimately, quite a lot of it is linked to performing the feeding trials with the animals. Only then can we really realize, is all the science that's been done to date and, you know, all the expert opinion going into this, is that actually right? And that really comes down to being good at collecting samples and asking the right questions.
Possibly the most important question. Do the fish like this?
They haven't complained yet.
Five-star review?
Yeah. Well, I'm not sure if it's a five-star review, but the results have been actually quite favorable. We kind of want to really try some pets soon, cats and dogs. From the human side of things, being the person who actually tries these things, I would say there's still some room for improvement.
But you've eaten this?
Well, someone has to. And if I'm not going to do it myself, then how can I expect someone else to do it, right? Currently, it's focused on animals, but you could easily change it to humans as well.
Lovely. That was Miha Pipan there, Entomics CEO and chief maggot taster. He was speaking with Marika Ottman.